Hey everybody, welcome back to the Awaken with Animals podcast, an opportunity to activate a deeper and meaningful life. It's Mary Beth Haynes here, also known as the gal who speaks with animals. And in this episode, I am really heartfully excited, if that makes sense. I just feel this excitement. I'm very, very much a heart person, so everything seems to come from my heart space. And so I share this message to you from the space of my heart. I'm heartfully excited to share a message from a beautiful soul who I never met in person. This soul's name is Pistol, and he has come to live his life here on earth as a cat. Many years back, I mentored with Val Hart, who is a well-known animal communicator in the USA. And part of her programs that she offers, she has these different levels of memberships. And during that time, we had a lovely group that I was a part of. And in the mentorship that was part of the membership, we got to talk to animals each month and be able to share more and ask questions and things like that. And it was a lot of fun and I learned a lot. And one of these times, Pistol was our animal teacher for the month, and I was able to ask him questions. And I decided that I wanted to ask him questions about how he sees life through his eyes and what his purpose is of why he came here. I also wanted to ask if he had any philosophies. I wanted to get really deep, you know, I wanted to kind of hear what he had to say on that. And what I did was sit down, energetically connect, ask his permission, which was so graciously granted, and have a conversation with him. And as I did, I was amazed with the answers that he had to share, not only as his life as Pistol the cat, but as a teacher to us so that we as humans can learn so much through his eyes, so much through how he views our world. And in this enlightening conversation I had with him, I was able to document, and I just tonight, as I'm in my office, just had this feeling of, you know what? It's time for others to hear this. You know, Pistol's message has been published in different magazines. I've been able to share it forward in different ways, but I've never shared it on the Awaken with Animals podcast. And tonight, I really feel Pistol's presence with me in wanting, or at least bringing this forward in a way for others to be able to hear. It just feels aligned that it's time for Pistol's message to be shared once again. So come join me on this journey where I'll be reading this conversation that Pistol and I had together. And before I do that, I really want to give a huge thank you to Pistol's mom, Patricia, because she was the one that I asked her, back when this happened, if I could have permission to share this with others. And of course, she said, of course, because I was able to share directly from Pistol's view. And so a huge thank you to Patricia, Pistol's mom, and a huge thank you to Pistol for not only changing my life, but being able to share his message forward in this way with hopes that maybe he will affect and make a change in a loving way for your life and your life experience as well. Let's get ready and let's listen to Pistol's messages, a cat, a purpose, and the meaning of life. Hi everybody, it's Mary Beth Haynes, and I'm the gal who speaks with animals and the host of the Awaken with Animals podcast. Awaken with Animals is a collection of inspiring channelings from the animals themselves and messages of guidance from them, those that we call our friends. Anything from the journey of healing to the celebrations of life, there's an animal who has a story to tell, a lesson to teach us, and a gift to provide to us all. This podcast promises to bring you uplifting inspiration and divine loving guidance. So be prepared to be amazed at just how profoundly deep an animal's message can be, why they are here to assist humanity, and to learn just how many blessings they have to share with you. It is my heart's intention that as we awaken with animals, we will activate a deeper and meaningful life. This is a true story about a cat, a purpose, and the meaning of life. As humans, it's quite common to spend time thinking about life, such as our wants, our desires, and our goals. And we plan things, we look out to our future, we see life through our own eyes. And when we do this, it can get pretty complex, can't it? Have you ever wondered what your animal might think about life? Have you ever heard their very own version of what life means to them? I wonder if anyone has ever asked you these questions before, especially in this way. Well, a little while ago, I had the most inspiring talk with a furry teacher disguised as a cat. His name is Pistol, and he is absolutely amazing. You see, during our conversation together, I asked him what his take was on all of this and how he viewed life. I wondered what his life purpose was and if he had any views or philosophies that he wanted to share. And oh my gosh, his answers back to me were so amazing. So I'm here to share with you my conversation with Pistol. Question: Pistol, what are your philosophies for life? Pistol's answer: life has many variables. Sometimes we are clear on what is going to happen, and other times, not so much. The one thing, however, that remains constant is the trust and belief in that we are following our own unique paths of learning, growth, and most of all, a place of trust. One of the gifts we have received as being a living, breathing being on this earth is to learn how to trust. The praises of our Creator have shown us time and time again that life is not meant to be of suffering, only learning, growing, and evolving. Life is meant to be lived. Not worried about, not fretted over. It's meant to be a journey, and one that, when you stay in the form of trueness and authentically you, does the opening of the journey unfold. That's one of the secrets to living multiple lifetimes, so that you can learn in so many ways. I'm so happy you asked me this question, Mary Beth, and it feels good to share it with you all. Question number 2. Pistol, do you have a life purpose, and what is it? Pistol's answer: we all have a life purpose. It's what we've come to Earth to experience. My life purpose is to create the space of wisdom for others to learn from. I too am learning, but have brought with me lifetimes of wisdom that come through my own unique learning. You see, I don't remember it all, but when I come to a fork in the road or a space where I have to learn from, my soul remembers. And then my journey becomes fulfilled in learning that aspect of my life journey here on Earth. I am wise, and my gift is of wisdom in sharing with others through my own life experience. That is my purpose. So how freaking awesome is this? Coming from a cat whose wisdom runs deep and whose purpose is to help others in learning. Friends, this really made my day. When I had this communication with this beautiful soul in cat form named Pistol, I thanked him for sharing this with me, and I thanked him for sharing for those who are open to listen. I am truly grateful. And Pistol's response back to me when I said this to him was, "You're welcome, Mary Beth. Keep growing." You know, life really is about learning and growing, isn't it? When we can look at Pistol's outlook on life and how his life purpose fits into this, it brings us to the invitation to look at ours as well. Does your outlook on life match your purpose? Are you doing what you feel is in your soul's desire? It's some deep stuff to really ponder, but guess what? It's so very healing at the same time. Communicating with Pistol was such an enlightening experience for me. And you know, animals have come to be with us to help us break through challenges, to help us heal emotions, to help us find our way. And through it all, you know, they honor our journey by being who they are. They don't feel they need to be like anything else other than who they are, their true authenticity, their true authentic being. And this chat with Pistol really helped me. The authenticity piece has been really big with me. And when I can be authentically me, I find that my purpose continues to unfold in such a blessed way. I feel lighter, things come easier, and guess what? Life is enjoyable. When we can recognize the many gifts animals bring to us, to our world, and the wisdom that they provide, we can respect them even more. And guess what? We can also become a better version of ourselves. Animals, they're sentient, and that means that they have the ability to think and feel, they can make decisions, and so much more. And if they can do all of this, they can also share their views and outlook on the world. They can share their philosophies. They can share why they're here and how they help others. There is a saying that animals are angels with fur, or scales, or fins, or feathers. But I think the most one that we're used to hearing is the quote, "Animals are angels with fur." It's so true, isn't it? So here's my invitation to you. At the very moment that you are hearing this, my invitation is to connect with the animals in your life in the way that feels best for you. Look at the world through their eyes. What do they see? How do they view their world? And from there, ask the question, what is their purpose? Why are they in your life? And what is their mission? You actually might just be surprised what you find out. So friends, thank you for being part of this profound message and guidance from a beautiful soul friend in the form of a cat whose name is Pistol. I share this message with my heart's intention, with the purest and highest love and the purest and highest light. Thank you for being here, and until next time, bye for now.